Mention Radio Luxembourg and you picture listening to pop music under the bedclothes and legendary pop DJs bringing you 208, the station of the stars. For any radio DJ, getting the chance to be a Luxy jock was the highlight of your career. And it was remembered this weekend at a 75 years of Radio Luxembourg DJs reunion on the 2nd of the 8th month. 208, 2008. I was there too because I wear the Luxy badge courtesy of my short stint over Christmas and the snowy solidarity winter of 1981-82. On the day I arrived, the DJ's Christmas party broke up in a blazing row. I wondered what I'd walked into. Now, there's no one else to turn to, of course. When you're in a foreign country with a small band of half a dozen DJs, you really need to be able to get on together. They try to make us feel a little happier by taking the lock off the phone so we could call our families on Christmas Day. Ah, nice gesture. After a couple of weeks in a small hotel, I found a room in a house of an expat family. I upset the landlady by having purple hair. It wasn't the colour so much as the dye. It leaked all over the bedsheets. My landlady's daughter confided in me one day that the Germans had named a tank after their scary Alsatian dog. Hmm? Really? What's the name of the dog? It's called Panzer. They went away one weekend and left the heating off. I'd invited the DJs over for dinner, so we ended up huddled in overcoats around the open door of the oven to try and keep warm. My Christmas present was roller skates, and together with the purple hair, I got a reputation as an eccentric. Well, I did skate to work through the snowy roads and park of the Villa Louvigny, so I'm not really surprised. It was in Luxembourg I found my favourite pair of pink fluorescent specs in a chuck-out drawer of the upmarket opticians. It was really strange doing shows there that avidly listened to in the UK and completely ignored in the Grand Duchy. You relied on your colleagues and other expats for your friendship, for your fun, for your inspiration. The first question from other expats is always, how long are you here? So they can decide how much effort to put into meeting you. We had skiing trips to the Vosges Mountains, pinball, space invaders, croque monsieurs and fizzy beer at the local bars. And over it all, the shows from the old RTL studios in one of the forts of the 200-year-old citadel, that is, the Fortress of Luxembourg. Downstairs, there's a small TV and concert studio where the Beach Boys and the Grateful Dead did free live concert broadcasts across the continent. Upstairs, the studio corridor where the French, German and Italian services all did their shows alongside our English service with the map of the world behind us, showing pins of where people were listening on shortwave across the globe. It was when they played an old clip of mine that I realised what I'd learnt from my Luxembourg DJs. Now, when we weren't arguing with each other, we were encouraging each other. It's always a bit of healthy competition, you understand, to be the best DJ on air. So we want each other to be good, but not too good. And we want to make sure that we're the most popular DJ, which, of course, is measured by the amount of mail you get each week in the consignment from 38 Hertford Street, London. Rob Jones amazed me by spending every afternoon preparing his show, writing down gags in his preppy book. What are you doing? I'm writing down my ad-libs and my jokes. Oh, so I started doing the same, and as soon as I did, I realised just how much more you can achieve with a bit of practice and preparation. Great shows don't just happen, you know. They have to be thought about. You need to put the work in. So we met up with beaming smiles and lots of stories. Who was there? Old friends, big names, big legends. Paul Burnett, the best raconteur ever. Remember Alan Freeman, he said, and his friend in jail one night for being drunk. I'm a personal friend of the Grand Duchess. What do you mean, shouts Alan Freeman. I am the Grand Duchess. Tony Prince, the royal ruler, lives up to his outrageous party reputation. Never stopped grinning like a Cheshire cat the whole time. Nobody partied harder or later than the man who's always remembered for his show the night Elvis died. Good tales too from Mike Reed and Dave Christian, Howard Pearce and Tim Smith. Mike Hollis, the Brummy soul DJ who went to Luxembourg for a few months and stayed 11 years until the fateful night he closed the station for the last time in 1992. Kit Jensen, who found the old acetate discs of the wartime traitor Lord Haw Haw in a box. Germany calling, Germany calling. He used those discs as frisbees. Mark Wesley, who I filled in for when he left. He's got a collection of brilliant pop and soul classics that he wrote and recorded in the 70s under various pseudonyms and made many of those memorable Luxembourg jingles. Emperor Roscoe flew in from California. Benny Brown, who was invalided out of the Vietnam War, shot in the ass with a bow and arrow, used to shout, Radio Luxembourg, around the world and up your alley. And our happy host, Sean Tilley, who found every old clip of the DJs and played them with various lovely messages throughout the evening. Thanks, Sean. Just before the taxis came to take us to the airport, we wandered down memory lane to the old studio building. That's where we scared the kid at midnight when we dressed as gorillas, they said. There's the moat, the drawbridge. Here's where the snowball fight dented your car. Paul Burnett got it right when he told Tony Prince one night, you know, when we're old, we'll look back on this time and say that was a golden age. Well, that golden age is right now. Indeed, right now is always the golden age. Live it, breathe it, enjoy it. Whether 20 years or 2 months being a Luxembourg DJ, it was the finest DJ hour. When Timmy on the Tranny came to a spring-like finish in Luxembourg, I joined Piccadilly Radio in Manchester, where they said, Timmy, Luxembourg is killing us at night, and we want you to do the same as them here on FM. Use the fact that people can call in, do a teenage pop show, and kill the competition. So I did. We didn't know it at the time, but Luxembourg DJs didn't just go into Radio 1 anymore. They took that love of pop and the bigness of the DJ and showed those local radio stations how they too can be the breeding ground of today's stars.